Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast.
You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships.
Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it. Hi, Jess. How are you doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
How are you? I've been traveling a lot for work and I'm traveling tomorrow. It really clogs up my brain. I feel like I'm too disheveled where I'm trying to do a lot of stuff in a little bit of time and I overwhelm myself. And I don't think the reality is that I'm actually that busy, but for whatever reason, my brain is, oh my God, panic. You have so much to do and not enough time.
I feel very overwhelmed. I have taken on some, I think like my schedule had been a little bit lighter for whatever reason. To be honest, I think what's happening is it seems like there's a one day every week recently that I have to completely block out and can't work. So it moves my clients into the other days, if that makes sense. So those other days where I had an hour to run an errand or something, I don't have anymore. So yesterday I worked until 4, which I usually work until 2:30 and then I get the kids and I don't work anymore. So yesterday I worked till 4. Today I worked till 3. So I have some busy days. It's book week, Nevada reading week. So we have a book fair. I have a book nick. I had to reschedule everything so I could go see Gio for a book nick. You're coming into town for the photo shoot, which after I get through tomorrow, actually I have to get through today, I'm chilling. I have 2 clients tomorrow, going to the book nick. You come into town. Photo shoot will be fun. It'll be fun. It's not like that's using our brain. And then Friday, I just have 1 client. Kids have half day and spring break. So it's right before you go on a vacation. It just seems like very high overwhelm, you know?
No,
I'm not feeling great, which isn't helpful.
I have a friend or like people who I've been trying to connect with. And I'm like, April, because we have spring break.
Yeah.
And I have 3 weeks until spring break, but I don't want to do anything the week before. Like, I think I am trying to set better boundaries on things. And if somebody's, hey, are you available this week? I can say no. And it's easier for me to spread things out.
Right.
Because it does get busy. And we're still in the heart of sports season. Although Beckett has 1 more week of soccer. And then we have a 3-week break. So I'm super excited about that.
Yeah.
And excited about not having to worry about the evenings for him. We're just going to start ramping up on baseball.
Yeah. Right?
So that gets a little busy and it's manageable. We have 2 kids and we have 2 adults. So it's manageable for now, but it's just like a lot of other things.
It feels like a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. This time of year, spring is always very stressful for me until Memorial Day. And it's just starting. Giovanni is in rec ball. I told him last night, it's like your response to everything is no. Like, you have a skill. I've been listing his gifts, trying to build up his self-esteem. And I was like, another gift you have is that you are able to say no to everything. Your response is no, right? Over the weekend, I just hate baseball. I love school. How do you think he was feeling Monday morning? Or back to hating school. I just want to stay home with you. Let's just homeschool. I hate school. And it's, to have the emotional. I think one of the things is it's like, with what you're talking about, I don't think it's that it's too much or the schedule, blah, 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 blah. I think it's about our energy source, our emotional energy. Are we engaging in the things that build our energy? So for you, yes, traveling might not be like that big of a deal on the scheme of things, but if it takes a lot out of you, your energy and emotionally, then it's like, how do we fill that up so then we have the emotions for the regular day-to-day stuff?
You can't do everything. I love to travel. And I actually don't really care if it's business or personal, but I love being at the airport and being on the airplane and just people watching and eating different food and just being out and about. Last week was a very long week because I was gone Monday through Friday. And that was tough. Plus, Wes was sick. I don't know if I told you that. Wes was sick and he missed 4 days of school.
Yeah.
And Brian was sick and he was grumpy. And it was a lot for me not being there. I think that's the mental load I carried.
Yeah.
By day 3 or 4, my colleague who I was traveling with, he's like, how's the home front? I was like, you know what? I don't know. And I don't care anymore. I need to stop. I am not there. Brian is perfectly capable of taking care of the kids. Yeah. And I was like, he was like, finally. He was like, good for you. He was like, making the change, like just letting it go. Like, he was giving me a hard time. I think as a person who's trying to balance all these things, the reason I love travel is you're there. I had a really hard time. I was really busy with other things. I am, like, even for us traveling or doing the photo shoot, like, it just feels really busy right now that I have a lot of stuff I need to think about. Even our episodes and asking me, or like, you're putting stuff together. And I'm like, I'm a procrastinator in some ways. So I got so much crap going on. I'm not going to think about that till 8 a.m. the morning of or something, right? I hate that though, too, where it's like trying to, and also prioritizing, Jess, of like when you do have those moments of free time, like what you choose to do with them. And I know sometimes it's okay for me not to do anything. Maybe that's just what I need to do to like reset.
Yeah.
Talking all over the place.
Right. I think I operate different. Like, I was trying to help you just by doing the work ahead of time. And I know your brain wasn't there, but I was trying to let you know, hey, I've got this. I'll just put these things together because I know this whole week your brain is somewhere else. But that maybe doesn't help you.
No. It did not help me in some ways, but it's good for us to know like what we need to tackle. Yeah. But on a interesting note, since we're in Chicago and my kids play video games, they love Fortnite in particular, and they play it all day long Saturday and Sunday when they're not doing sports. And Fridays, they're on their video games all the time, blah, 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 blah. And they play other games too, but those are the game. That's the main game. And we go through these stages where we let them play a tremendous amount of gaming. And then we're like, no. There was a time where we're like, okay, you guys have to not do anything for 2 weeks. So Wes is a little older, being 13, and I kept being like, I'm passively aggressive. I'm doing a very bad job parenting because I'm passive aggressive in terms of my, like, I want him to not want to play video games.
Yeah.
So I want him to choose that. And so I have to make comments and do all this stuff. Wes takes that weight, lady. So I have to be really careful. It got to this fever pitch where they are like, the only thing they're obsessed with is video games. So like, you tell them to do stuff, they'll get it done because all they know is if they get all their chores, then they can get to video games. Like, it's always about blah, 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 blah. Minimize eating dinner, grab food really quick, go back down to video games.
Yeah.
The only thing they're so obsessed with. I made a comment to Wes on Sunday because Brian and I were like, this is getting ridiculous. And so Wes was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know what, Wes? I have to tell you right now that we've got to figure out this video game thing because I'm not really liking my kids too much right now. That's what I said to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dad and I were talking about it. We got to figure something out because it makes me not like you guys very much, right? And he was like, he apparently, like minutes later, whatever, logged off video games, went up to his room and was like, you said you hate us. First of all, he's like, you said you hate us. And I was like, that's not what I said, but I can't reason with him then. He's like, no, you hate us. I said, no, it just makes me not like you very much. I said, that's what I said. And he was like really upset about it. It really hurt his feelings. It was a very inappropriate way for me to deal with him because he's a people pleaser. So it took a while. You have to know your kid. He was very upset and he wasn't talking to me. And I know that teenage thing where they push you away, but they actually don't want to push you away.
Right.
And so it's that, leave my room now. And then I'm like, okay, I'm leaving. Do you really want me to leave? No thing. But anyway, so I said, you know what, Wes? I'm really sorry. You hate to disappoint people. And I made a comment like that I know that made you feel like you are disappointing me and you are not disappointing me. And so you have to know each child or whatever. And so I talk him through this whole thing. Right. And then later on in the evening, he's like, I'm over video games. He's like, I think I'm going to play less. It's not as fun anymore. And so I was like, Brian, oh my God, like maybe we turned a corner. He's going to outgrow this stuff. I think when we're parents and we're so knee deep in something, whether it's like your toddler not napping and you're a loser parent because you didn't teach them good sleep habits, or this, you're letting your kids video game because you're ruining their brains and that's all they care about. All these things pass.
Yeah. Yeah. The video games are, it's tough. It's tough because we've talked before. I don't know. It really changed my thinking when we read that book, How to Talk to Your Teens So Your Teens Will Listen and Listen to Your Teens Will Talk. And
yes,
I think it was in that book that said it would be like if your husband walked over and ripped a book out of your hands, it was like, that's enough reading. Or was it in the How to Talk? Anyways, How to Talk to Your Kids Don't Listen.
Something,
but like they
that,
love something. It would be like if someone came up to you and you were like enjoying this delicious cup of coffee and they ripped it out of your hands and were like, you're done, the end, right? And so it's like, how do we do that in a respectful way? Like respecting their autonomy and recognizing it's something that they enjoy doing. And I think that's really tough because you have kids who have then behavior concerns with video games. We know that too much video games, their research is showing that their hippocampus is shrinking. It can lead to short-term memory loss. There are some real scientific things to say, okay, too much of this isn't good. But then it's the day-to-day of you got stuff to do. If you let your kids play video games, guess what? They leave you alone. They're as happy as can be. Plus, get shit done. So it's very difficult. It's very difficult.
Plus, Jesse, though, if they are playing Minecraft or Fortnite, they are going to be ready for the end of days. My kids are learning about being the last survivor. They know I used to was like anti-guns. And now I'm like, okay, those kids are going to tell me what are the good guns when the zombies come. But like Minecraft, they're going to be able to create a crafting table and like whip up some pork chops. I don't know. Like they can build us a house.
I think it's just with anything, it's just teaching balance. I know you and I would love to sit in my office and read a book and not talk to anybody and read for 5 hours. We just can't. And so and they going can't back, regulate. We've got to help them regulate.
And that's our job as a parent.
Yeah.
And you talking about Gio saying no. I hate the no. And we have to push through the no's. Last night, it's so hard to get the kids to do anything I want them to do. And last night, Brian was out. And so I was like, Wes was like, he made a comment like, I would like to spend more time as a, here's what he said. I would like to spend more time as a family. That's what he said a couple nights ago. But it's because of Beckett, because Beckett's always going to want to be on video games. I was like, I'm Beckett's parent. I can tell him what he needs to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, let's watch a movie tonight. Because Wes told me he wanted to watch Wonka. Have you seen Wonka?
No. Was it good?
Oh my God, Jess.
That's new.
It's new.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay.
I had no idea. I'm not going to say anything about it except for I'm raving about it. So
we can watch it on spring break.
We watched all the trailers.
Yeah.
It took us way too long to pick a movie out. But Wes wanted to watch that. And it was, we decided what we need to do is each person gets to pick.
Yeah.
We haven't done that. We're more like a consensus situation, which isn't as good.
Yeah.
So it's okay. This is your pick. The next time it's going to be Beckett's pick.
Right.
So we got to go with that. Beckett didn't want to do it, but we finally, I got them both on the couch and they were all laying and like snuggling and all the things. And it was so lovely. And it was the most amazing movie. And we haven't finished it. We have to finish it. But they were both like, oh my God, this is so good.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's like you said, it's hard to get everybody to want to watch it. Like last night, it was the popcorn for dinner night for myself. Like it was leftovers, but I just felt like popcorn. And I made popcorn and Gabby and Gio were home. Dom and Justin were at baseball practice. But I couldn't get Gio on the same page because I had told Gio, you can be on your iPad for 20 more minutes and then let's snuggle and we'll have popcorn. And he was like, he loves Baking Impossible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is how I do any show where it's a competition. I watch the beginning and I fast forward. I don't care. I don't care that they ordered the tile and the shipment was wrong and they had to choose a different tile. Or I don't care that the cake mold broke. I'm ready for the end, right? So I said I'd watch Baking Impossible with them. Gabby and I watched Princess Diaries over the weekend. She was like, let's watch Princess Diaries
too. I've actually never seen it.
And he was like screaming, you said we could watch Baking Impossible. You know what it's like? So you have two kids that want to do different things. By the way, our March book club is The Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes.
Yes.
And Shonda Rhimes, one of her big breaks was she wrote the screenplay for Princess Diaries too. And or produced it. And I was like, oh my God, Shonda Rhimes. Anyways, that was crazy.
Her name is everywhere.
Yeah,
I started the book too.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So it was crazy. But anyway, so we watched 5 minutes and he didn't like it. So we watched Baking Impossible. And I was like, can we fast forward? So Baking Impossible, do you guys watch that? Have you seen that?
Yeah, but you'll have to refresh my
memory.
It's
like an engineer is paired up with a baker. And then they're given this crazy thing.
Where is it on?
We're watching it on Netflix.
Okay, Netflix.
So an engineer is paired up with a baker and they'll be like, you have to create a miniature golf course with three things that move and a cake 5 feet high. So they have to work together. But it's very engineering and sciencey.
I
don't care any show, but I'll be like, I don't care that the gingerbread broke. I don't like, I'm like, let's fast forward and see who wins. And Gio was like,
I see it totally
like, you
different.
Have to watch the guy make the angles for the gingerbread. Yes, I do.
What about it this way? What if it's, do you like, and maybe he likes
he loves baking
the engineering
shows.
Piece yeah. or the baking piece?
He'll be an engineer or a baker. No, yeah, no, he loves, yeah, he loves Nailed It. He loves any baking show. He's okay. like the, any the kind of baking. Like and he liked that building show with the kids,
the Lego
the building
one or
things.
The...
It was like Make It, and it was like a guy that was like a toy engineer, and then the kids will say, we
oh,
want you to
yeah,
build
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah. No, I get it. I hear what you're saying, but it was because we had to go to bed, and I was like, oh, we can fast forward and watch the end. And he was like, no. So I'm like, okay, we have to pause it and go to bed. And I know you're shocked that when I said go to bed, his response was no. I know you're shocked by that.
Last night, I was like, they're like, no, 2 more minutes. I was like, no. Yeah. And then you're like grabbing the remote from them and you're like fighting for the remote to like turn it off.
This is really terrible. And listeners, don't do this. And this is really messed up. But Gio's afraid of the dark. And so I'll just leave the room and turn the light off. He'll be like.
And he'll come up. Okay. Hey, listen, you got to do what you got to do.
I'm like, that's fine. I'm going upstairs. You can stay down here with the ghosts. Don't say there it goes.
Beck went over to a friend's house on Sunday and he was like, and then we went into his room and we watched scary YouTube videos. And I was like, what was scary YouTube videos? And I think it was turning all the lights off and watching YouTube was the scary part of the YouTube thing. So funny.
I hate YouTube for children. Because something can click on, right? Oh, there'll be an ad or something will happen that will traumatize all of my... One time my neighbor, the little girl that Gabby was playing with, was like watching YouTube and zombies showed up. So Gabby slept in our room for a week, like 6 years ago. And I was like, thanks, YouTube.
I hate YouTube
because
it's like never ending.
And so it's off his iPad. It's off because I know that... He watches it to see how to do something on Minecraft or Roblox, right? You watch it. Figure out how to do things.
Yeah.
And I was like, because he told me that he was scared from something. I said, you can't watch YouTube without somebody there watching it with you. So he can watch it on the big TV with an adult there, but not on his iPad because you can just clickety click into something that's inappropriate.
Well, but you can create a separate YouTube login for them that is an under 18 and that will adjust what they see.
Yeah, but still, because if they see it, you have to report it. It's not going to protect. It's not going to. Stop them. If this makes sense, you watched a commercial. Think about Lemony Snicket's. Some children can, that's a children's show. Some children can watch that. My children, now the older two are fine, but have a very low threshold for anything scary. Anything. He saw a spider, Kelly. That's under 18. That's nature video. We don't have bugs here.
We don't have that issue. So. I just can't stand YouTube. The kids will watch it, but they just watch, like you said, the video game.
No,
things.
It's the shorts. YouTube shorts are like the worst because they're scrolling. Yeah. Everything's turning into reels and everything.
But they do watch some really good YouTube stuff. And I am.
There's some great things on YouTube.
They're allowed
YouTube
to watch YouTube like twice a week.
We have a YouTube channel. There's some great things about YouTube. People podcast on YouTube.
Mark Rober. Even Mr. Beast, sometimes we watch.
Yeah,
I sometimes watch.
How,
it's like I
like,
hate to watch.
How to do
I
something.
To I like.
I've
yes.
learned.
Yes, true.
How to. I learned about my car through YouTube. I found hidden compartments in my car because I was watching YouTube video when I got my car. There are great things, but just like anything, sometimes it just feels like a constant struggle. And it's, we don't want to do that. Like, we want to chill. We want to relax. We want to have a good time too. And so it can be emotionally draining, right? When the kids are pushing back.
Yeah. And so we said, look, it's nice out. It was nice this weekend. It's going to start getting nicer out. Guess what? You're not going to be on screens all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stop it. I think we're going to come up with, sure, could I research this to figure out what works? I think you also need to figure out what works with your kid and also figure out what works in a way that doesn't make you feel like a shitty parent. I think we'll set a schedule on the weekends and make them go outside or like we made them turn screens off for 3 hours on Sunday. And they like did stupid
we
stuff.
Had,
Gabby's not, on TV.
Yeah,
not
Gabby's
screen.
Not as much into screens and Dom has tournaments all the frickin' time. So it's really just Gio. And sometimes for the most part, he's FaceTiming his friends and they're playing. He's playing Geometry Dash.
Yeah, that's the new thing Beck's playing.
And so it's, you're talking to your friends the whole time. They're laughing. I hear them say, do this. And so that hits me different.
Also, Geometry Dash is, they're building.
Yeah.
Things.
And
it's
so,
like a coding kind of game. Cool.
Yeah. And so those things hit me different. I'm like, listen, he's burnt out all week long. He doesn't do video games. He doesn't get anything. We're in baseball. We're doing this. We're doing that. I'm going to let him, just like you and I sometimes want a day where we do nothing. I'm going to give him a day of nothing. Right. And then it's like the next day, we've got to set some boundaries around it or whatever. And
yeah.
I've even done, and my kids are fine with it, but I've even traveled and not let them take anything before, which one of our best vacations ever, like they couldn't take anything, which was awesome. So we'll see. We have a 4.5-5 hour road trip to Phoenix for spring break. So I guess we'll see
Wonka.
What I decide to do.
Seriously, if you can hook it
up.
It's so good, Jess. It's so good.
No, it's, that would be fun.
It's about Willy Wonka before he became Willy Wonka.
Yeah. I remember seeing the previews for it. So anyway, yeah, I'm excited for spring break. Your spring break isn't until April.
No.
It's
just the last week of March.
Yeah, but you guys aren't out of school till June, right? Right? You guys have a whole different schedule than we do.
Correct.
So
yeah,
you have a whole different schedule than we do. And then the final thing I just want to say is I have 30 days until Gabby takes her driving test.
Hey, exciting.
Yeah, that's exciting. She's very excited. I'm like, maybe you'll take my car, and my car's a 2016, and so it's old. It's old janky car for Gabby.
In her mind.
My car's old janky car. So anyway, but that's everything we've got going on. And it sounds like hopefully things start winding down for you. Is this your last travel for a while?
Until spring break.
But all
yeah,
right.
No, I'm fine. I think just traveling without my family and then just feeling the burden of everyone else picking up the slack and making sure everything's like going the way it needs to go. It's pretty crazy. So.
And once you let go and you were like, whatever happens at home, was that better for everybody?
I think just sure. Like, it's fine. I think just with Wes being sick last week, it was really hard for me to be away and to see what was happening there. And he missed 4 days of school, which was a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, when he goes to school, I was like, you need to talk to every single teacher. And I'm shutting off your phone if you can't have a report out to me on what every teacher said. That seemed to work. Anyway.
Finding motivation.
You know, the
him.
Threats. The threats that you have to make as a parent.
Absolutely.
Great. Everything's fine.
Sometimes you got to do that.
Yes. Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.